Thursday, 25th week in ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2 to 11. Vanity of vanities, say Qohelet. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What profit hath man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passeth, and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises, and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises, blowing down toward the south, then toward the north. The wind turns again and again, resuming its route. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labor, there is nothing man can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. What hath been, that will be. What hath been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, had already existed in the age that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the man of old, nor of those who come. Will there be any remembrance among those who come after them? The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verse 7 to 9. Herod the tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John had been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah had appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets had arisen. But Herod said, John, I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Sharing of the reading, first the theme, confusion. There are many confusions in life. For example, between real and fake gold, between truth and falsity, or between good and bad people. Many times we wrongly judge them and must pay a dear price for it. To rightly judge them, we need to have knowledge, understanding all the related facts and right reason. Today's reading center around some confusions about life and people. In the first reading, the author of the book Ecclesiastes tried to find out the meaning or the newness of life, but he could not find out in this life. All things happened in his life are repeated things of what happened before. And he disappointedly concluded, vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. In the Gospel, many people were confused about Jesus' identity. Some said John Baptist had been raised from the dead. Others were saying Eliza had appeared, still uttered. One of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Jesus said, "John, I beheaded it. Who then is this about whom I hear such things?" Second analysis. Confusion about life. What is the true meaning of life? Third point. Coherent conclusion about life. After searching for the meaning of life in all areas which people regard as important, Coherent was discouraged and concluded, "Vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity." The noun vanity in Hebrew is hebel, which means vapor or breath. It comes out from a man, it up on the air and diffuses in it without anybody noticing. The Septuagint version had the noun mataiotet, which means imagination or fancy, having no real value. The life of each people seems to be like it. He exists in this world for a certain time, trying to produce for himself something. Then he passes away without leaving anything behind. People of the generation after him do not remember him or even do not question if he existed in this world or not. Second point. Coherent carefully observed everything in the world. His conclusion is not from the one who is so tired of his life, but from the one who carefully searched for the meaning of his life through his experience of life and by his observation of nature movements in the world. Some of his observances can be examined as follows. First, people work hard to store up for themselves a treasure. But when they die, they are unable to bring anything with them. They must leave everything in the world for the next generation to use. For someone, they do not even know them. All generations pass, but natural resources remain in the world. Second, natural phenomena are repeated but seem new to man. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses to the place where it rises. Blowing now towards the south and then towards the north. The wind turns again and again, resuming its route. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. Third, there is nothing new under the sun, because all things are repeated, as Coherent noticed. All speech is labeled. There is nothing man can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, "See, this is new," had already existed in the ages that preceded us. when offered all the observances, Qohelet wanted her to reflect and to find out the answer for the most important question: what is the meaning of life? Or to put in another way, what is the final goal of our life? Our meaning of life does not depend on material things, because we are not able to bring them with us to the next life. It does not depend on discoveries, since whatever one thinks it is new, it will already happen before history is repeated. People are unable to change what are already set in nature. It also does not depend on leaving one's name for next generation to remember, because all what one did, no matter how good is it, shall be forgotten. If our life does not have a final goal as revealed by Jesus, it is indeed meaningless. Second, the Gospel. Herod the Tetrarch, confused about Jesus. Herod Antipas is one of King Herod the Great's three sons with Mantrax. He will inherit two regions by his father, Galilee and Perea. In the New Testament, he is called the one who put John Baptist in prison and beheaded him. See Matthew chapter 14, verses 3 to 12, and Mark chapter 6, verses 17 to 29. He also questioned Jesus in his passion at Jerusalem. See Luke chapter 23, verses 6 to 12. Two Herod the Great's sons are Philip and Herod Archelaus. Philip will take charge of the region with on the east of Jordan, from Caesarea to Bethabara. Archelaus will take charge of Samaria and Judea. The third point, people confused about Jesus' identity. Jesus spent most of his time for his mission around the Galilean region. So Herod Antipas must hear about Jesus' teaching and power. He heard about people's stipulation of Jesus' identity. Some were saying his John had been raised from the dead. Because of his temperament, it also eager and straightforward as John. Others were saying his Elijah had appeared, because he worked wonderful miracles even more than Elijah. Still others said he, one of the ancient prophets, has arisen. Because of his thoughtful teaching and revelation. In a word, all the people thought that Jesus is a special person, but no one thought he is Emmanuel, God from heaven to live among the people. Second point, Herod Antipas also confused about Jesus' identity. He was perplexed by the public opinion about Jesus. He said, "John, I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? If Jesus is John, who had been raised from the dead, Herod had a reason to be afraid of his revenge. and he kept trying to see him. In Jesus' passion, when Pilate knew that Jesus a Galilean, he sent Jesus to Herod Antipas, who presented in Jerusalem at that time, as Luke's Gospel reported. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. He had been wanting to see him for a long time, for he had heard about him and had been hoping to see him perform some signs. He questioned him at length, but he gave him no answer. The chief priests and scribes, meanwhile, stood by, accusing him harshly. Herod and his soldiers treated him contemptuously and mocked him. And after clothing him in resplendent garb, he sent him back to Pilate. See Luke chapter 23, verses 8 to 11. Even Herod Antipas had an opportunity to meet Jesus in Jerusalem. He still did not recognize Jesus' identity, because he saw and acted according to the flesh, especially when he saw Jesus was treated as a murderer. He was deepened with Peter, who was enlightened by God to recognize Jesus' identity. Application in life. To recognize the truth and to avoid confusion, we should not judge according to outside appearance, but must do a thorough research, especially to the question about the final goal of our life. We need to do a research and to draw a conclusion for ourselves, not to rely on people to provide us with their conclusion. All things in this world are vanity. The only lasting one is God Himself. There is only one truth about our life, which is already revealed by Christ, which is to live a happy with God forever. Amen.